in the scriptures. It is more correct to call Luke's use of the Old Testament for Christology proclamation from prophecy and pattern. By this phrase, it is meant that Luke sees the scripture fulfilled in Jesus in terms of the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy and in terms of the reintroduction and fulfillment of the Old Testament patterns that point to the presence of God's saving work. In referring to Old Testament patterns, we refer to what is commonly called typology, while noting that the patterns that occur refer to more than Christology. Sometimes both prophecy and pattern are seen together. Of these two basic categories of usage, prophecy fulfilled has the dominant role. The proclamation of Jesus from prophecy and pattern sees the church on the offensive concerning Jesus. What Luke has done is to emphasize this motif more explicitly than the other synoptics in its specific reference to the death, resurrection, and offer of forgiveness in Jesus. Luke 24, 44 to 47. That's the end of Bach's quote. S. Ferris makes some observations about the theological significance of the Lucan hymns, the Magnificat, the Benedictus, and the Nunc Dimittis, that support this thesis. In his final chapter, he summarizes their significance under the headings of promise and fulfillment and the restoration of Israel, both of which will become major themes in Luke and Acts. Ferris concludes, and this is Ferris, "But in using these hymns, the church takes up and declares anew its Jewish heritage. Just as Jesus suggested, we in the Gentile church are built on the foundation of pious Israelites who received the gospel with joy. We are built upon not only the foundation of the apostles and prophets whose activities are recounted in Acts, but also the humble sons and daughters of Abraham, whose worship still echoes in the hymns of Luke 1 and 2. This continuity between the Old Testament Jesus ministry and the Apostolic Church has profound implications for the life of those in the church, particularly for those who occupy the office of the prophetic and apostolic ministry. Ministers of the gospel must be conformed to this pattern of rejection, suffering, and bearing the cross, since it is the shape of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the body of Christ himself. Yet at the same time, incorporation into this cruciform pattern of life is joyful. It involves the same spirit of rejoicing found in Luke 1 and 2 and Luke 24. Both the infancy narrative and the conclusion to Luke's gospel revolve around the temple, the location of God's presence, the place where his word is spoken. The participants in the worship that occurs around the temple in Luke 1 and 2 and Luke 24 are filled with joyful confidence in the great reversal that will occur at the end of the age and that already has begun to occur in the lives of the saints. This reversal will culminate in the resurrection of the dead, according to the pattern of both the Old and New Testaments, centered in Jesus Christ. His own suffering, death, and resurrection give shape to the entire canon and to the one church of all ages. This church now unites in worship of the Christ, who suffered, died, then rose again on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures. Thank you very much.